Okay. United Kingdom's Freedom Day ending over a year of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. And it was marred on Monday by surging infections and warnings of supermarket shortages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's own forced self-isolation marked the day as he self-isolates after possible exposure to the coronavirus. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Johnson initially said he would take daily tests instead of self-isolating, an option not offered to most people, but he U-turned amid public outrage. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a village devastated by flooding. She has pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on the Ahr River in Western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The death toll in Ahrweiler area stood at 112. Forces from Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have mounted attacks in neighboring Afar region. That's according to a spokesman for Afar on Monday. The attacks marking an expansion of an eight-month-old conflict into a previously untouched area. Tigrayan fighters crossed into Afar on Saturday, and forces and allied militias were still fighting them on Monday. That according to Afar spokesman Ahmad Kolaita. This is VOA News. Foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan are